response letter, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. Someone here representing this application?
Yes. My name is Jonathan Richard with Beckham Morgan Group with 309 South Governors Avenue, Dover, Delaware. And with me, I have two from Delaware State Police. This is Captain Windish and Brian Fitzpatrick, if there are any additional questions.
Thank you.
I present my presentation here. So obviously, this is for the Delaware State Police, the Troop 4 Emergency Vehicle Operation Course. They call it EVOC for short, because that is a long sentence to say there. This is property is located on the west side of Patriots Way, across from the new Troop 4 Police Barracks that is currently under construction. Obviously, this is zoned AR1. And the total site area that is going to be utilized by the state police is 21.5 acres. This particular EVOC was on the original Troop 4 portion of the project. There was a kind of a curveball that was thrown to us during construction immediately as we were put shovels into the ground. And the Delaware Commission of Veterans Affairs, instead of trying to oppose them on the use of the particular area that was dedicated for this EVOC, the state police has pivoted, and with the Office of Management Budget, this is going across the street on the west side of Patriots Way. And that, excuse me, that particular conditional use application was before this particular commission in November of 23, and then approved by Sussex County Council in January of 24. Obviously, this is EVOC. This is Emergency Vehicle Operation Course. So they're going to be training out there at this particular facility, a large paved area. The building that is associated with this is going to be a three-sided pavilion with a that is dedicated as a classroom for teaching purposes out there, with a storage for a trailer to pick up cones and so forth that they have out there for their training purposes. The building is going to be about 15, 16 feet in height. We're going to have about 24 spaces out there for the particular, you know, troopers that come to train this facility itself. With the utilities, we're going to have Artesian, which they're going to provide us a water stub from the actual Troop 4 project itself. We're going to have the sanitary sewer is going to connect across the street to the Stokely Center on-site sewer for that. That connection there itself, and then the electric's going to be DP&L, and then we're going to do a little bit of site landscaping out there as well to kind of beautify what's going out there. And I think we're adjacent to a kind of restoration project that DENREC has recently done out there with a lot of trees mitigated in that particular area. Not sure exactly what the purpose was for. My guess is probably a portion of the Route 26 kind of improvements in Millsboro there. It's a dedicated lane that they could use for that. So if there's any additional questions, I know that I'm the last application, so that we'll kind of keep this short and sweet. But if there are any additional questions as far as operations, these two gentlemen can certainly answer those questions for you.
Okay. If you'd like to, well, let's just see if we have any questions. We'll start with Mr. Mears.
I have no questions, Madam Chair.
Mr. Collins.
I imagine you could be operating this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, potentially, no? You would probably want 24-hour operations at times, or not? No nighttime?
Probably not.
Okay.
Could you come up and give us your name?
Not every single day, but I would think you would do some nighttime exercises, right? So
we just want to make sure that
Quite frankly, I know. I mean, there's no, right in the general area, there's no residential. I mean, but that being said, I've been doing this for almost 30 years now, and I've never done EVOC training at collision avoidance course training at night. It's during the day. It's a safety issue.
We might need it more, but
And honestly, it's certain portions of the year when the academy classes are in, it could be utilized other different times for in-service training, but it's not going to be in use a great portion of the time.
Okay.
Brian Fitzpatrick, ma'am. Thank you for your time. Now, 2,200 would be our cutoff. We understand that the county has a 2,200 quiet hours. We would observe that. We would also observe the veterans cemetery. If we intend to be good partners with them, should they be having a burial service, we would ensure that we would cease our operation for that short time frame.
Very nice.
So the goal here is to be a good partner. Again, the reason why we're moving it is because we are a good partner.
Fantastic. No, and I was asking just because I didn't want us to accidentally impose a condition that then you
would restrict your operations.
No, we appreciate that.
Because we totally support the state police.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Especially on my drive home.
That's where I was going with that. I'm teasing. Bad. Okay. Any questions from staff? No. Robinson? Okay, I don't have any questions either. Okay, is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2607, State of Delaware Office Management and Budget? Anyone like to speak in favor? I did that backwards. Okay, there being none, no further questions?
No, just a comment, because we've had, I think, the same application before, as was mentioned, and with others. Particularly in this situation, I know it's a conditional use, as we just talked about in that prior hearing. We have the ability to impose conditions, but when they're EMS, first responder type things, at least the commission, I think council as well, tends not to impose conditions, just as I think you all were stating, to create any arbitrary restrictions on their operations.
Right, and we want them to be there on the ready when we need them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And thank them for their service.
Yep.
Okay. All right, there being no further comments, I will close the hearing for conditional use number 2607.